The customs agent at Heathrow barely glanced at Finn's passport, which was a marvel of forgery. Aaron Lake did indeed have powerful friends. Finn had a breakfast of coffee, eggs, and black sausage, then went for a walk. At 10, his taxi stopped in front of the Metropolitan Trust. They made him wait for an hour, but he didn't mind it at all. Finn was nervous but didn't show it. He'd learned how to be patient. The Mr. McGregor, who was in charge of the wire, finally came for him. The money had just arrived. Sorry for the delay. All $6 million had crossed the Atlantic safely and was now on British soil. But not for long. I'd like to wire it to Switzerland, Finn said, with the proper dose of confidence and experience.